Welcome back, hearties. Today on When Calls the Heart, we talk about the Christmas special, the season 5 premiere, the Christmas wishing tree. So many wishes fulfilled. Let's talk about it. Here we go.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
It's our song.
It is. It's our music.
It's our music. And we should have this music playing whenever we go somewhere in or somewhere.
You know, some people have pump up songs.
This is ours. Here we go. So slow. Here we go, everybody. That's right.
Yes. Welcome back, hearties. Back to AfterBuzz TV. We are here doing the When Calls the Heart, the Christmas Wishing Tree special. We're so excited, obviously.
We are. Not totally excited, so I'm very happy.
You can tell. It's us.
Yes,
You know and love us, hopefully.
If you don't, you should.
That's a great start.
You should. It's a new year.
You go first. Hello, everyone. I'm Marissa Serafini. You can follow me everywhere at Serafini TV. Joining me, I have
James Lott Jr. You know you can follow me where all James Lott Jr.'s are, at James Lott Jr. I guess thumbs are all there, but I'm there.
Yeah, there we go. Our lovely co-host Maria could not make it.
Yes. Oh my God, have you seen her? If you guys are following her on Instagram, her Insta stories, her baby is the cutest
thing.
And his name is James. Just like me. But he's the cutest little baby. I mean, she has two beautiful children, but that baby is like, I want to just like hug the baby to death.
Yes, yeah, so she's a little busy with her two children as we speak. But we do love Maria. She's definitely still part of our show.
Yes, she is. Yes, she is.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to
everybody. I know. This is crazy. It's 2018.
I know. I can't even wrap my head.
I'm already busy, so I don't know what's going on. I'm just trying to stay afloat.
I'm still jet-lagged. I'm like, oh, what day is it?
How was your Christmas?
My Christmas was fantastic. I was with my family.
Did you guys follow her Insta story?
Yes, I actually Insta storied because people requested it for some reason. But I was with my lovely family, all my siblings, and my nieces and nephews. Yes. Watched so much television and movies. Like one does.
Yes. And how cold was it?
It was -14 degrees every day. -35 with the wind chill.
That's crazy.
And I kid you not, that was on a regular day. God. But it was a fantastic vacation. It's definitely what I needed. How was yours?
So I'm making this kind of a little announcement because I want to tell you guys, everyone who sent me, the hearts who sent me cards and gifts and things, thank you. I did get them. Thank you so much. And I'm telling you, I'm actually going to send thank you stuff to people who sent me stuff. I just hadn't had a chance to do that yet. But my Christmas, I had lost another person in my life, my aunt, Doris, and I had a panic attack. So what I did is I actually checked myself into an institution.
What?
And went away for 5 days. And
I'm so sorry.
I went to a wellness center, and I actually got better.
Well, I'm glad.
A little better. Yes. I'm saying this out loud because I want people to know that if you need help, go get help. It's nothing to be ashamed of. And even me, James Lott Jr., needed some help. I think everybody's deaths, it just hit me all my brother, my other grandmother, my dog. I think all of it just kind of in the last year caught up with me. And so I had a panic attack, I had to go in the hospital, and then I ended up just going and checking myself into a wonderful wellness center here in Los Angeles. And that's how I spent for 72 hours. That's how I spent for 5 days.
Wow, goodness.
And I got a chance to write and have great sessions with everybody. I'm not naming the place right now, I'm keeping that a little secret, but it's one of those things that I always tell people, it's good to get help when you need it. And watching and coming back and coming out of that and then watching this special, which is like perfect. It's perfect.
Yeah.
So for me, my Christmas was okay, but I went and got help, and that's kind of what you need to do.
Yes. I'm sure that the hearties love you.
Yeah, you guys have been so great to me. But I did get stuff from people, and thank you so much. Yes, speaking of stuff.
I know we have a whole 2 hours to talk about. Well, it's actually an hour and like 20 minutes. But don't worry, we talk fast.
That's true, we talk fast.
So, James, the last time
we
did our show.
Yes.
It was before HFR3.
That's right. Well, that's right. It was.
And I couldn't make it. You unfortunately couldn't make it, but I did. And the Hardys were nice and gracious enough to give something for you.
Oh, my God. And I totally forgot about this.
Yes. Here you go, as I grab this for you.
What a nice bag.
So this, for those who are listening on iTunes, this is the, I don't even want to call it a tote bag. It's an actual, like, laptop bag.
Yes, it's a great bag. It's a
gorgeous bag.
I'm gonna post pictures of this on all my social media. So if you're listening and follow me at James Lott Jr., you'll see it.
It has the When Calls the Heart poster. There's the cast poster.
WCTH.
Yes, this is the men version for you.
Wow, this is beautiful.
And inside it, there's a lot of fun things.
I'll post all that later because we don't have time for that. But I'm like, this is so, oh my God, it's so nice. Yes.
That is a shout out to the HFR team.
Yes.
You guys are fantastic.
Oh, what a great job.
James and Maria when Maria comes back.
Yeah, she got her suit. I'm very impressed. Very, very, very impressed.
Yeah, it's high quality.
Yeah. So. Oh my God. So, okay. And so mine is as fancy as this, but I love Marissa very much. She's one of my close friends. So I just got her a little something. It's a fun, again, you can't see this, listeners, but it's a fun little bag with a couple of things. It says, relax, it's not fruitcake.
Oh, but I see a cup. Starbucks.
Hustle and glow.
Hustle and glow.
Because she's always hustling. She works very, very, very hard. She works very hard.
No, I will use it for coffee.
And oh, it's a piggy bank. It says coffee money.
Coffee money. That's brilliant. I love it.
So I don't know if you have any change laying around your room, but...
Oh, I have so much change.
Oh, good.
Short story, and I know we have an episode to talk about.
Yes.
I actually got stopped at TSA because I had too much change in my purse.
Really?
True story. That just happened yesterday.
I never heard of it before. So it set it off. That's so weird.
So thank you for that. All right. I know the Hardys are like, what's happening?
Yes, what's happening?
We have so much to talk about. What were your quick thoughts of the special?
Like I said, I come out of this like intense five-day thing, and... To watch it, it was like comfort food. It was so beautifully filmed. I love the theme of it, the whole wishing tree, the whole theme. Seeing all the characters, it was like going home for me. Like going home
for me because I was just home.
Yes,
like, I saw that watching Hope Valley. I was like, this is my hometown. It really, really
for her. Yes, for her it is.
A small community. Everyone knows each other. It's and everyone's just so positive and helps each other.
Yeah.
There was like really not a sad moment.
No, not
in
really.
This Christmas special.
I got a little.
But there were moments where you'll get choked up, and we'll definitely get to it. But I love this.
Me
love
too.
This episode.
And again, it was a great use of the cast. Like everybody had something going on. I mean, everybody from Yost to everybody had lines. It seemed like and had a little something going on, and that's why I just thought it was a nice, well-rounded episode with a great message.
Yes, it was a great message, and I think these two episodes, or like you put it all together, this special really progressed a lot of the characters.
Yeah, forward. It did. Oh, it did.
Definitely, and set them up for what we're going to see in the rest
of
this season.
Did.
It changed some perspectives on some people for me.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah.
We'll
oh, yes. What's I want? Yes, we'll talk about it.
So let's get into it. Clara and Jesse, Team Class.
First of all, hello everybody who's in there. Supposed
yes,
to say hello
Hardys. We are watching you in the live chat and all you. Thank you for tuning in.
Melissa Langley, thank you. Of course, you're on Twitter, so she's always on Twitter.
Yes.
So I wanted to make a shout out to her. Okay, so I actually tweeted Aaron. I was like, I'm so like he's like it's him, but I was like, I'm so glad you made the right choice. He started laughing so hard when I tweeted him that. I was like, I was so scared for Jesse. I was like, don't take the money, don't take the money. I know it's kind of for a good call. Like you're trying to get something nice for Clara, but like that's not the way to do it. And I'm so glad that he didn't do it.
Yeah.
So it progressed the character.
He progressed, yes. I kind of knew he was going to take the money because, I mean, this is when it calls the heart. They're not going to promote and condone bad behaviors such as stealing. But I just had this thought. I was like, Dottie just gave you a reason to...
Yes.
To get the money for you. You're doing this thing for her. She's going to give... Basically, pay for your present in and of itself. There's no reason to steal this money. I liked how he did have those second thoughts, though. When he went back, he did. You can see there was some internal struggling, but ultimately, he did choose right and was honest with her.
And it gave us a little something extra, too, because, like, she didn't know it was there. Dottie had no idea that was there. And it was part of her past. It's like, we got her and Abigail there, because now we're season five now, so... Some of us may even forget a little bit of what happened season one. We got to introduce these characters. It kind of went back a little bit that her husband left her that just in case. It was like the money was there and it hit it. And it was like, oh, there was a lot of money in there too. It was like, what, $300, $400 like that in there?
And we had an episode in season three where we talked about Dottie and the money and the bank trying to take her money because of Silas and all that. So,
right. But it's just kind of funny. We went back
to it again.
I liked
how that came back. Like, okay, she does have money and like her basic storyline is in itself wrapped up. So maybe that opens the doors for her to be with someone else. because we did see the possibility of her and Bill.
And Bill, yeah. I thought they dated. Didn't they date for a minute? It was like kind of...
For a hot second. It was a hot second. It wasn't even a minute.
Yes. Yes.
And
right.
So it might just open up another opportunity. Maybe someone else can... Because they're wrapping up the Silas storyline,
But it's just nice that we got a little piece of her past that came back, which that does happen in real life. It kind of comes back. And it was kind of cool. But I thought... We got to see Jesse and Clara. Their love story is continuing. The nice little banter. But he had a total dilemma that I'm so glad he made the right choice.
I'm glad too. And I did tweet this out. And I'm like, you know what? Jesse is redeemable. And I said that before.
You guys know me.
I was not on the Jesse train.
I was always Jesse train. I was always.
But watching him like go through the motions of thinking and like his dark passes and but like realizing his ways and changing it and doing something more positive. I'm for it, and I was worried for Claire, but I was like, you know what, Jesse's making the right choices.
He's growing up.
He's maturing. Mm-hmm. He was, you could say, teenager, early 20s. Yeah. Those guys are the worst.
Right.
So he's maturing.
You have a story to tell us?
Several.
I raised girls, so. But here's the thing. So the one thing I saw I joked to him about was his hair. I said, your hair is so long. It was like Samson or whatever. It was like all this long hair. And he laughed about that, too, because his hair is really long in there. So.
but
like Jeanette, sorry. Jeanette just says, I'm going to say this for the rest of our lives. Jeanette MSU. Because I just have to. I don't know who you are. We always love a good Wayne Cross Heart redemption story. They do. They love redemption story. Well, we'll talk about that a little bit later too. But in the Jesse, he's getting redeemed, and so it's good. And at least it's kind of slow. It's not this like he's all of a sudden he's good. Like he's fighting with his past a little bit.
But also when he was talking to Daddy too, and he even mentions, please don't tell Clara this because it's not something. It's because it's honesty. It's just the right thing to do. I'm like, yes. All right, Jesse. I see you.
See, she's turning over a new leaf. She's getting there.
Open to Jesse.
She's open to Jesse.
And plus, Aaron Buckles is awesome.
Yeah, he's a great guy. So
yes, and she got gloves.
She got her nice fancy gloves. And you knew in there. I'm sure it was cold there. You need some gloves.
Another couple everyone loves, Lee and Rosemary. This storyline actually really made me laugh because, remember, last Christmas, Rosemary was the one who was all bored, and Lee was going up to Elizabeth, being like, can you give her something to do, please? She's driving me crazy. Full circle, 1 year later, now Lee's the bored one.
My crush on Pascal Hutton just gets deeper and deeper. She's so beautiful. And this is an actress, they can throw anything at her, it seems like. Drama, comedy.
Yeah.
I mean, her scenes with Elizabeth are different than her scenes with, everything's just different. And I just love that she's so good. But yeah, their scenes together, I just love their marriage. Because at first you would think that she's too much. But Lee has his stuff too, and we get to see it this Christmas. Mm-hmm. They couldn't just relax. Like, you couldn't just sit. And we know people like that.
We know those people.
Yeah, you just can't sit and just like.
Boredom drives them
crazy.
Book,
he's like, at the book, he's like, okay, I'm
boring. He goes to the end of the page, I was like, I put that in my notes. It's like, Lee, that is not how you read a book.
Exactly. I laugh so, because we're readers. I laugh so hard that I was like, and so funny. He's like, okay, done. Boring. He is, it's funny to see these two pick up the slack for each other in certain ways. It's like, she's a little crazy sometimes, he brings her down. He's a little crazy sometimes, she smooths it out.
They balance each other. Very well.
They do.
Very well.
They do.
And a testament to just Pascal Hutton and her acting, her emotional beats are, she can go from light and funny to serious, literally in the same scene.
Oh, I know.
Prime example was when she was talking to Elizabeth. And she was making all the jokes about Elizabeth's pillows, rough around the edges, X, Y, and Z. About this, like, does it, what's her line? Like, is it about the star, you know? It's so long as she's.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the one shining. It goes on. It's somewhere in my notes. I gotta find it.
But it's like she went serious.
And then it takes a turn when they're talking about the Christmas wishing tree. Yes. And sometimes. And then Rosemary's the one who's giving Elizabeth that calming advice
and walks her over there. Yes. You know,
words of wisdom. Yes. Maybe like sometimes wishes come true. This was in the same scene.
I know.
Within 2 minutes.
I agree with you.
Just the range from funny to serious is amazing for that kind of character.
I totally agree. Because again, I said this before on previous seasons, she has a tough character because she could have been completely unlikable. because if they had written her a certain way. But they're choosing to show us her range. So we're seeing the different sides. You know how I look deeper and stuff. We're seeing different sides of Rosemary. That, yeah, she's a performer. She's a natural performer. You like that Greatest Showman kind of plug?
Oh, I do. Okay.
Go on, Marissa, take it away.
I've literally talked to 5 people about this film. I love how you brought that up. Thank you.
How many times have you seen it, Marissa?
I've seen it 3 times.
Yes, I have. Yes.
I watched the trailer about 25 times. I studied the trailer for something, actually. Watched the film 3 times. Listen, and I kid you not, and I'm not exaggerating, because I am such an OCD person. I listened to the soundtrack about 50 times.
Wow.
Yes.
Everybody's on Marissa's movie. They're on Marissa's movie.
The Greatest Showman.
I haven't seen it yet. I want to see it.
What are you doing with your life?
I know.
Go watch it. It was the best plug. And I was just trying to figure out. I was like, okay, P.T. Barnum was like in the 50s, 1850s back then. I was like, she would not be old enough to.
So I'm thinking the same
but
thing.
But then they dropped the line of father and grandfather. I was like, there you go. There's the historical accurate.
Hi, Chelsea Brown. Welcome.
Go see The Greatest Showman. It's fantastic.
I totally want to see it.
I'm obsessed. Like, unhealthy obsessed.
And what's
with
your song?
Never Enough.
I knew it because I saw you watch your stuff.
Well, you know me and women who can belt emotional ballads.
That is her.
For it.
She's all
don't
in.
Don't even get me started.
She's all in. She's all in.
I'm going to talk about that film for like 2 hours.
But I saw you. So I did that. So she, my point kind of was that, but also my point, I know she's like,
I'm so excited.
But my point is that she is a show person. Yes. She's a big personality.
It makes sense, though.
But she can also be deep. Yes. Like, that's what they're showing. I said, I'm a big personality. Trust me, I understand the whole thing, but I can be deep too. So that's kind of how I look at it. That's why I can relate to her in some ways. And I'm like, she's a big personality and she talks a mile a minute and she does all this stuff, but she does know how to slow down and get to the heart of things.
Yes, I completely agreed. Yes. And we love her character, even though. She can be crazy sometimes, but that's the endearment. That's her character.
Yeah.
Anything else about Lee? Oh, Lee has to do Santa Claus.
Yes, that's kind of funny.
Because he was missing.
Because none of the guys want to do it. None of the guys want to do it.
It's like, you missed the vote. You don't show up. There you go.
Right.
That
was good.
It's going to kick you in the behind.
Yes.
All right. Let's talk about Carson. Carson having a good, strong storyline getting involved in the actual community and helping others. That's so, like when we were always talking about it, the way to like break into Hope Valley is you have to have a story that like affects someone else too.
Yes.
And this was definitely his story.
Yes. And first of all, I listened to Faith was gone for a while. She's not off the show or anything, but the character is off helping another hospital or something, another town.
Yes.
They mentioned her briefly.
Yeah.
So I was like, where's Faith?
She wasn't there.
Yeah, I was like, where's Faith? So she was off, so we knew where she was. So he basically was, you know. And it's funny because this storyline was actually very heartwarming to me because she's an older person who kind of lost her will to celebrate things. And I can understand. I mean, I had a lot of death. I understand that. You kind of lose the thoughts of, like, why should I put a tree up? Why should I have decorations? Like, why should I cut? All of these things, why? And she got so jaded. And Carson's so nice. And it starts out this whole kind of doctor-patient.
Mm-hmm.
But I love that. I love he kept going out there. Just like he brought some things and just slammed her on.
He was relentless. But it worked. Because you can definitely tell there was pain.
Yes.
Pain that she was not willing to share. It was something very personal to her, but that we know every time he kept going back to her, we learned something more about the story. Until I loved her in Carson's conversation with her and the actual confrontation. Like, you're afraid that you need someone else, and you're afraid to admit that, and you're afraid to be happy again.
Yes.
And I believe that. That's a realistic thing that people don't allow themselves to be happy after tragedy.
Yeah. Emily Johnson says, because I know everybody's thinking it, of course, definitely putting Carson in the Pastor Frank role. No Pastor Frank.
Darn it.
I know. He's not on there. And during the holiday season, he was tweeting out, Mark Humphrey was tweeting out to everybody. He loved the Hardys. But
they also explained why Pastor was then. He was needed at a hospital in Cape Fullerton.
Yep. So he did explain stuff. I'm happy about that. They actually
tell us.
He's not dead.
There's a possibility he could come back.
That's very true. The show's on it. When shows in season 10, he'll be, no kidding, he'll be back. but no, I thought that, Carson is probably the resident nice guy. They're all nice, but he's the resident nice guy, I think. It seems like he's the nice guy doctor, nice guy, super gentleman. I think that's the role he's going
to
be.
But also the thing is, you have to remember, Carson came from loss as well. Yeah, so he knows what it's like to lose someone not be happy again.
That's true.
So I think it takes one to know one, and acknowledging that he was the best person out of that whole town. Well, I mean, they've all experienced loss in some way because of the accident. But I think him and his recent storyline that was just wrapped up last season.
Yeah, that's
true.
He
was the best person in that whole situation to be one to talk to.
Actually, that's true. I didn't think about that part, but that is true. I just think that I agree with Trisha Cowsley. The writers do a terrific job developing these characters. He's only been on 6 months, so to speak, for us, 6 months.
Yeah.
He's not even been on that long, and we're already feeling for him, and they felt confident enough to put him in a storyline separate from the others, basically.
Definitely separate. I mean, they had to go to their own... Right. Her own house that was away from everybody.
Yeah.
Closed off from the world.
I love that she cooked. He was like, what are you doing? What's going on in here? And she cooked a meal for him. And it was playful. It was just really nice. I like that. Showing, again, multi-generational storylines do work. I love that. This is a family show. Mm-hmm. I love that they don't neglect. They go from the kids to the old folks. I love it.
But also, and I think the general formula for Hallmark Christmas movies. Also, there's usually that one Grinch that eventually it takes them the whole movie to warm up to the Christmas spirit.
She would know the movies.
I would know. I watched 33 of them.
Oh my God.
So, going off of just that formula alone, you knew that Mr. McCormick was eventually going to warm up. And I loved how she came around at the end.
See, I think she'd warm up.
With the cookies and the kids.
But see, she predicts that. I mean, I'm like this naive kitten out there going, oh my God, I just follow whatever it tells me. I mean, occasionally I can predict stuff, but I was thinking she might come around, but I didn't think it was going to be like that. I thought, like, a dinner first. I thought maybe a scene of her bringing cookies to the kid. I didn't think it was going to be like... Oh, see, so you predict things all. You're always good about that. I just follow along going, wow. And it was... I thought it was really sweet. And her and in a real life, Ava G. Cooper, who plays... oh, my God.
Wait.
Oh, my God. Ava Cooper.
Oh, Opal.
Opal, thank you. I can get the word out. Though their scene was cute at the end. It was very cute at the end because they were doing caroling and she didn't want to be bothered. And so it's kind of, I mean, it's just like showing the kids, showing all the age range. I love it.
I did love the kids in this episode. We saw, Cody and Becky, and we'll definitely get to them too.
Yeah.
But, you know, the kids had a fun part too. As small as they were, they're still very ever present.
Well, she's a teacher. She's a teacher. I'm glad we got to see a teacher scene, you know, where she's in the classroom. And
making those floats.
And those floats were actually really. I'm like,
those floats were
okay. Now,
awesome.
First of all, could they make floats like that back then? Like they look really good.
I guess, right?
I mean,
it's a small town with a big parade.
I know. I was like, they were really, is this the Rose Parade? No, they were really nice. So everybody behind the scenes, that was some good stuff. They mentioned Javen. Well, I was going to mention, the whole Robert storyline. I guess we can talk that.
Yeah,
now,
we're gonna get.
Oh, good.
Get to
later.
That.
Okay.
Yeah. Well,
you mentioned the kids. I was like, wonder.
Yeah, we can. Yeah, let's go it.
Let's do it. Just again. Because it was we get to see his parents, and the mother is pregnant, and I was scared too for me. I mean, I don't know if you predicted it, but I was scared first. Maybe she might lose the kid, and it'd be symbolism with the crib.
I was like, okay, I had a few thoughts about this because there were signs too. When Robert's wish and the wishing tree and everything, with Robert's wish and wishing for a crib for his younger brother or sister. But then when Elizabeth went up to Carson, and you could see the look in Carson's face, and he said this, patient doctor confidentiality. So you know that Robert's parents went to Carson already concerning.
Yes.
Voicing their concern for this, maybe they won't have a child.
And when he said, we think he's doing, and then when he finally admitted he's doing it, so hopefully the baby will come. Mm-hmm. Great writing. The way they worded that for children, because I have grandchildren and children, it just was like the way they wrote that was very much where a kid can understand. It was like, he was reading his quips, so hopefully maybe the baby doesn't know that we're ready for him or her. Mm-hmm. I thought, what a interesting way of saying that. I thought it was really cool the way he said that.
And it wasn't, like, naive. It was it was that ignorance is bliss type of
They all had an idea what was going on, because the baby couldn't feel the baby move. I thought, God, I think back then, because now we have all the technology now.
Well, we don't have Western medicine.
Oh, my God. I couldn't imagine
back then. So if you... And, like, the pregnancy rate and mortality rate for babies is much higher than it is now.
I know.
Yeah, just the concern that it hasn't been moving for the past few
years. For the mother carrying a child, I don't know how. But also,
I had that secondary thought. I was like, this has been called to the heart. They're not going to have a depressing story for the Christmas special.
I had to check myself out of that. The baby moved, and it was a moving thing.
It was a very sweet thing. And it was a nice, strong storyline for Robert.
Yes.
I think.
And Javen did a great job. He did a good job.
Javen was fantastic.
Yeah, I was like, okay. I just kept thinking of this being that time period going, that must be just crazy for the woman, because you can't just go and have an x-ray done and like, okay, that's what's going on. It's like you have to kind of wait. Women are the salt of the earth, and I give women all the credit in the world. I don't know how you guys go through what you guys go through. I couldn't do it.
I know.
I think women are just like, women are amazing. I don't know. I don't know. Even back then.
It would be nothing without women.
I wouldn't be here. I certainly wouldn't be here.
Yeah, that's true. Anyone won't be here.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. So, you know, the whole story of the wishing tree.
Yes.
And I loved how, like, that was the focal point of the whole episode.
And Bill's like, what's this
wishing
tree?
Started everything up. That was, like, the catalyst to this whole episode.
Yes. I had one concern. I was just kind of curious. I mean, this is just my own thing.
Yes.
What if the wishes didn't... Can they say, the wishing tree, I like the concept. Mm-hmm. So you go up and someone else picks the wishes to fulfill for other people.
Yeah.
What if they don't get picked? Like, what if somebody's wishes don't get picked?
Well, then I couldn't show them in an hour and 20
minutes. I know. I felt like, oh my God, what if they don't get picked? But I'm assuming in Hope Valley, everybody, their community, so everybody probably picks something for everybody.
Yeah, and well, we saw, not to jump ahead, but also we saw that all of them were fulfilled in some way because they had that short montage of, you know, I loved when Florence gave the frog to Timmy. And we had, you know, we saw a few people's wishes got fulfilled. But there was one last ornament, and it wasn't even a wish. It was just the word hope.
Oh, that's right.
So that everything at the end of the episode, all the wishes were fulfilled in some shape or form.
I just got nervous about that.
Hope was literally the last thing that was left over.
Which made me happy.
Hope Valley.
Hope Valley. I love it. I do.
It was so good. And I think it was so smart because there has been other Hallmark movies that cover.
Oh, really?
Wishing trees.
Oh, you said I didn't know that. Oh, really?
Yeah, go watch them.
I love the concept. I think so. It's a great concept of learning how to others. You know, help out others. And the only one that was was Bill's. Yeah, Bill's Hope.
Yeah, Bill's Hope. So that, you know, we know we have a lot of other things to talk about too. Well, let's get into Abigail and Henry.
Number one.
Thoughts about Henry.
Okay, number one, Abigail. I kept thinking, she's mayor. She's mayor. It took me a second to get back to that again.
Woman power.
Yeah, I mean, that's it. That's great. Okay. I said this last season, and people were like, oh my God, no. But I do see the redemption storyline, and I see it's going to be Henry and Abigail.
Yeah, well, we all know they're trying to build.
But folks are like, no, but no, he's doing great acting. He's a great actor.
We know that they're going to build a storyline that redeems Henry because he is so awful as a person that they have to write a good story to make him a nice person.
Yes.
Like, we know that. We can all foresee that. Do we like it?
I do.
That's the question.
I do.
I still question Henry. He's a snake. He's a fox. He's sneaky. His intentions may be good. The way he does it is not.
But here's the thing. So maybe he just never had real love in his life before. And maybe now, and I'm turning it to you guys. I'm turning it to Hallmark person now, it seems like. But maybe the love of a good woman, as they say, sometimes that
King
happens.
King Henrygale? That's a thing?
That's her name,
Henrygale? People are hashtagging King Henrygale?
Henrygale. That's interesting. Nah, not going, no gal, Abigail. Dang it, Martin doesn't look good, though. Oh my God, so Emery Johnson says, dang it, Martin doesn't look good, though. the best line was from Gowan. No, see.
Or Team Abigail.
Abigail.
I'm not sure.
People in here are saying they absolutely love Martin as Gowan this episode. We saw the good in him. He's still learning, Marissa, still protecting himself, as Trista Kelsey says to you.
Okay.
And Jeanette goes, that is a thing, LOL. I know either. Abigail. That's a weird.
There's Abigail in Team Henry Gale.
it. They're both weird.
I don't like either of them. I don't know. So we got to think of a better name for them.
There's like someone called Martin the Silver Fox. Oh, that's so funny. No, Martin Cummings, he plays. I'll give you guys one who he is.
I like him. I actually met Martin.
Oh, yeah. That's how you get to meet him. Yeah.
I was like, he's cool. So we know he can be a good. He has the ability to be a good guy.
He popped up on some show the other day that I was like, that's him. Some show on regular TV. I was like, oh my God. Oh, it's Riverdale. It's Riverdale. I was like, oh my God. No, see, I'm a sucker for a bad man who's going to change his life because of a good woman, possibly, and redemption. I'm all in. I'm like, just do it. I mean, Bill and Abigail had their turn. They had their time. I just think, I mean, if they're going to have Pastor like Frank. Me too, but they don't have him. So if I choose, I'm going to go with Gowan. I know.
I mean, it's one thing. I mean, I get they're trying to build a good storyline for Gowan.
Gowan.
So not for him. For Gowan, I get that. And I understand it, but I don't feel like this is a storyline where I feel like it's forced.
Okay.
It's not something that's earned. It's just they're writing a story just so we can like him.
Well, someone just said in here
where have been so many other shows where I watch of characters that. Over seasons and times and episodes, I'm like, okay, yeah, they're slowly progressing to they're actually becoming a good person. You can see their
well. See, someone's disagreeing with
this
you.
This feels forced.
They're saying Royal Maspy says he's liked her since season one. Mm. He's always kind of liked her. I can see he has kind of always liked her.
But to switch in one season from bad to good, I'm having a hard time really liking this one.
Oh, well, just guess a messy
path. I don't want to be spoon-fed this one. I really don't. But that's just me. A lot of people like it.
She goes, a messy path is appropriate for someone like Henry. A messy path to redemption.
I'm more so worried about Gowan because I'm just looking out for Abigail.
Well, of course, we know we love Abigail.
Abigail is such a good person. She's too good for Gowan.
That's well, that part's true. We know that part's
true.
She's
too good for you. Or Gowan's not good enough for her.
Vanessa O'Hare says, I think we should leave Abigail single for a while. Well, she has been single for a while. Well, not really. I guess she had Frank. We just haven't seen him in a while. But I guess she's... Henry has a lot of layers to him, complex character.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
So...
I mean, watch. In a year, I might love Gowan as well.
That's true.
I'm not saying I'm not open to it. I'm just saying right now it feels forced.
Well, he went and got Becky.
He did, but did you like the way he got Becky?
Everybody was after him.
Sneaky.
So he sneaks.
He snuck out. He's basically on parole.
Yeah, that's true.
If you're on parole today, you'd go back to jail.
Yeah, that's true.
And they gave him coffee. I was like, that's how you punish someone who went against the law by
Well, because Bill does like Abigail too, I guess. So he was like, I'll do this for her. And he still was a little rough at the end with her, but there's like She gets it. I think Abigail gets it. She gets him.
Yeah. I do love the idea that Abigail is looking for good in him and believes that there's good in Gowan. So I can essentially believe that there's good in Gowan, too. He just needs to change the way he go about things.
Maybe
he
will.
Getting Becky at the end, I was like, ah, darn it. You know, shoot, that's great. He did something amazing for Abigail and that whole family. They have a great Christmas that they can spend together. But it's the way he did it.
I understand that. I get it.
He needs to just be honest, not to be sneaky. Because you know why he's sneaky? It's because people don't trust him. He doesn't trust other people. People don't trust him. He's not giving us a reason to still trust him. I'm going off. I'm gone.
Hi, Nate. Sorry. First time live chatting. This is what she's doing. She's going off.
Yes.
But no, I get what you're saying. No, I do. I get what you're saying.
I will probably love Gowan in
Well, here's the thing. I think everything you just said and what happened, I'm curious to see how they're going to do the storyline, his storyline this season. I wonder how they're going to do it because he's in trouble still. He's still in trouble.
Yes, he is.
So that's I guess, going to be a trial. I mean, I don't know what's going to mean. But the thing
is, they're putting a leash on him.
They are.
Which is good. He needs it.
Yeah, right. So I wonder how they're going to really play that out.
They need to keep him at arm's length. But give him enough freedom to do some things.
Yes.
But they need to have a watchful eye on him.
Yeah, that's true. I agree with you on that one. I wonder how they're going to do the season with him. But, you know, it was a Marissa Grinch Gowan.
I'm not for this right now.
Henry Gale. I really am not. That's what it's Henry Gale. Oh, that's so funny. So, I mean, I don't know. I thought it was interesting that he was part of the story. I know he's going to be part of the big part of this show, this episode. I didn't think he was going to be that big. So, it's good to have him back.
Prison. And Henry has a long way to go. Yeah, that's right. Agreed. Ha-ha. All right. Anything else about... I mean, we got Cody and Becky now.
Yes, and it's good to see them again, and because they are a family. I know.
This is the whole Cody North Pole float.
Yes.
For Abigail, I was teary.
Okay, you missed out on one big part of this that made me teary eyed. Was
we're getting to.
I'm saying the point is. Peter had a to-do list, and that was the last thing he needed to do.
And he didn't. And Peter didn't finish the list. Take mom to the North Pole.
I lost it there.
Cody finished it. I'm like, gosh, darn
That's when I lost it. That's when I cried a little bit.
Should have grabbed my Kleenex.
I know. That's when I cried. I was like, oh, they tied it all back together. Versus from the picture and everything.
Yes.
Again, going back in time again. Going back to Abigail. Yeah. I'm glad they're not forgetting her past all the way. She had a son.
Yeah, she did.
It's like, and of course, over the seasons, they've mentioned things and all that. But it's like, good. Cody Water found a way. And we got a clear picture of Peter this time.
I'm just going back in my memory. I don't think we've ever really seen a clear, vivid picture of Peter. Maybe once. We saw a painting from Peter.
But you guys tell us. You guys are really good. Somebody's a little better than we are. If you remember, I don't think so.
So, like, putting a face to a name.
Yeah.
And now putting Peter along in the picture frame as Cody and Becky as family. And even the best to our mom.
I know. It was. We saw. Okay. So see, the Hardys are good. I Heart Knit says we saw Peter wedding photo.
Okay.
But Jeanette's MSU says, yeah, it was really to get more info about Peter because he hasn't been discussed much. Right. He hasn't been discussed that much. Oh, and Valerie says the wedding picture wasn't that clear. Clara gave the wedding photo to her, but it wasn't clear. That's right, she did go to... Yeah. That's right, she handed it to her. Yes.
I don't visually remember a clear, distinct picture of Peter such as this one.
Oh, I remember... I agree with you, Royal Masterpiece. The photo frame was beautiful.
Yeah, it was
really beautiful. But you're right. So I remember that... Yeah, Clara gave the picture. That's right. But yeah, we didn't get a clear picture of them. So now we got a really clear picture of Peter. Now her three children, so to speak, are together.
Yeah. And then I loved during the parade when Cody was talking to Abigail. I was like, is Peter watching us? I was like, I'm sure he's very proud of his little brother.
I lost my brother. I was a mess. Yeah, so it's just completely, how can you not love children whether yours are brought to you by life? I agree.
Yeah.
I totally agree with
that's
that.
That's true. I mean, talk to my parents.
Yeah, especially.
If anyone followed my Insta stories.
It would have been nice. Lori Pearson says it would have been nice to have Cody talk with Clara about Peter too, you know. Talk to Clara?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess, okay.
Clara or...
She says Becky. Clara. Talk with Clara about Peter too, you know.
Oh, yeah, because Clara was married.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, that's right. Okay.
That makes sense.
Love your parents, Marissa. Okay. yes, Jordan, Miss Blackstone. Another tissue moment. I think I had paper towels or something. I was just crying.
This was a storyline that I didn't really see coming. It was more so like I didn't know how it was going to turn out, and then it turned out way more emotional than I thought this episode would ever get.
It's funny.
It hit close to me because I'm adopted too.
So it hit close to me just because I lost a brother. So I know, and I'm dealing with his birthday. He would have been 50 years old yesterday.
Aww.
And so we had a little celebration for him. So I was feeling that too. I'm the little brother, and I was with my mom. And so, yeah, so I mean, anybody who's a child, you have my whole heart on that one. But yeah, so when they showed Peter's picture at first, when they were going through the stuff, I was like, oh, they're going that direction. I didn't even realize that was going to be a storyline, but it makes sense for this Christmas. It all made sense to the whole wishing tree thing.
And before we talk about, obviously, the biggest couple, of course, we're going to get to them. But I did love Bill's interaction with the town and how he had to help organize that band.
Yes, that was hilarious. And Pascal kept doing these tweets saying, we weren't really playing, but we were horrible, weren't we? Like, we were loud
like, with okay, them. Rosemary plays the flute. I was like, okay.
Okay. Like, so, I was like, sure, why not? She does everything.
I loved how she was, like, trying to volunteer herself for that music director position. situation. And yeah, it didn't. And it went to Bill, and just Bill struggling the whole time.
And just
the
so band funny.
Was hysterical, though. Oh, they were
hilarious. They're so hilarious. Hard. And I think, and, you know, real life, of course, we got people who are musicians on the show, like Jack Wagner and Paul Green. I mean, they all sing and play. They all play. So it's kind of funny that, you know, Elizabeth, they all Daniel sing and play. So it's kind of funny to have them have this little storyline. It's a little comical. Mm-hmm. And again, great use of the cast. There was so much supporting cast and major cast and cast everywhere. Everybody had a storyline.
All those woodwind instruments. I used to play the flute.
I used to play clarinet.
Yeah.
I did, so.
We could have played together.
We could have, yes.
Yeah, I was Rosemary, okay.
Yeah, she was funny.
All right. Yes, loved it. All right, let's get to Elizabeth. And Jack returns. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. We all loved this moment. And Jack has been gone for 6 months. Six months. Can you imagine?
At first, I thought it was a dream sequence.
6 months.
I thought it was a dream sequence at first when she was like standing there and he came. I was like,
don't
be a dream sequence. Don't be a dream sequence. Be for real. I'm like, thank God it's for real. That's a phrase. I watched Space Soaps. I was like, it's going to be a dream sequence. I know it. But no, it was for real. It was, you know, I forgot how much I missed him on some level. It was good to see him on screen. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I was like,
it was great.
There's Jack. It's like, yeah, Jack's the kind of the big male of the show. You know, he's the calming presence of the show too. But like, he's the main lead male.
He is.
Good to see him back.
And what I loved about, because we've seen so many promos to this special, and we knew Jack was back. That was not a secret whatsoever.
Yeah.
But it was just how they were going to reveal how he came back.
Yeah.
That was an amazing reveal. Him just coming right there, right up next to her, and be like,
Everybody's like, they're squealing. Yes, they cry my head off.
I mean, yeah, I think every woman in the world squealed at this moment.
Yeah, so like, that was like, waiting for Jack. This is Tracy Burns. Hi, Tracy Burns. We got a lot of people watching, too. I think for everybody who's watching.
Hi, Hardy. Shout them out.
Lori Pearson, Emily Johnson, Tracy Burns, World Masterpiece, I Heart Knit, Carrie Stevens, Janelle Saylor. I'm seeing some new names I've never seen before.
Yes, hi, Hardy.
Jamie Ann 211. My girl Janelle, of course. Let's see, Vanessa O'Hare, Hardy's Family Reunion, which is Joyce. Valerie Slover. I'm seeing names I've never seen. Mercy. The mayor is MERREC. Of course, Mr. Langley, who's on Twitter. There's a Pierce, Shakalstein.
So many.
I mean, I'm just like Chelsea Brown, another name I'm not seeing all the time. This is great. You guys are joining us today. I'm glad. If it's your first time, welcome.
Yes, welcome.
We do this. This is what we do.
Happy New Year.
Laura C.
This is just a blimp into what our after show actually is.
Yes. This is just a little. And I want to tell you something. And Sharon Stark, she said hi. We both are in the middle. I'm still on hiatus, basically. I'm not really back, but I'm here for this. I can't. So we set this up. I said, I will come here. I said your last name right. Thank you, Valerie. I'm so glad. But I made sure I came back for this because you guys are my family. You're the Hardys. Of course I'm going. And she came back from cold weather.
I came back from very cold weather.
Yes.
Yes. Just to do the show.
Oh, Amy 7410, her first time live chatting. So excited.
Ah, thank you so much for joining us, Hardys.
Freddie Bates.
We love everybody.
Yes, we do. We do. We love you guys.
Yes.
So Jack and Elizabeth. So he's back. He's better than ever. Now
he's looking great.
He looks good.
Like, I mean, yeah, well, Daniel looks
in real life.
Handsome.
He was like,
but I was also thinking the second time around watching this, I was like, you know, if he's been gone fighting the war for 6 months, he could look a little bit more haggard just to make
yes.
it like,
yeah, right.
Like,
no, he's all
pristine. But it's not about the look, no. also. But I love the fact that he came back. He's healthy.
Yes.
He's still fighting the good fight.
Yes.
He's back with Elizabeth.
Yes.
And that's all that matters.
Yeah, and a lot of kissing. They were a lot of kissing.
You know, and I also thought about that too. I was like, they were making up for four episodes.
They are exactly. They were making up for a lot of episodes, but it was like, but you could tell like they missed each other.
And that's
their form. They were holding hands. They were touching. This whole episode was a lot of togetherness that made sense when someone's gone. Mm-hmm. I can only imagine like if you're in a long distance relationship, or if your man is in the military, or woman's in the military.
Yeah.
This is probably what it feels like. You just want to touch each other.
You just want to be with each other.
Yeah, you just want to be with each other.
And they kept having those lines. Like, I just want to spend some time with my fiance, with my loved one, you know?
Because, again...
They just wanted to be with each other.
That was a great thing, too, because, again, they're, like, the leads of this this community, so to speak. Yes. Everybody looks to them to help, and they need help with the floats, and she's doing this. But it's like... We want to be together too. Like, we got our time together.
Give us a little bit
right.
of our time.
You know, it's like our time together. So I thought it was just like, that seemed realistic to me. It was completely realistic to me.
And I did love that awareness, you know, when Jack had to do other things. Like, hey, you should be with Elizabeth, and he was like, I just want to remember this moment and soak it all in, and you know, be with the people that he loves. And I thought that was great as someone who's returning from somewhere that was so dark and lonely, so he says, to some place that's so light and fulfilling, and amazingness that is Hope Valley Community.
And I love that Elizabeth is true to a character who she doesn't want him to go. She knows she has to fight the good fight in the North. She knows what's going on. She doesn't like it. And I like that she doesn't magically like, okay, I like it. Okay, good. She's like, I don't like this. She's still struggling with it. I thought that's realistic also. She supports her man completely, but she wishes he was home with her.
Yeah.
And they had their lives together. It totally makes sense. To me, Erin, her acting, I mean, just, I mean, amazing. Just that her conflict that she has to show in that character is really, really good.
Yeah. I mean, and I loved when they were together, you believe they really loved each other. Mm-hmm. It's genuine. The chemistry is real.
Well, Jeanette said that. She goes, they could keep their eyes off the whole entire episode. I believe it. It's like
they couldn't keep their eyes off of each other.
The choices like, that either was in the writing or the acting or producer or whatever, it totally worked.
Yes, it did.
It showed us.
And I loved how it was Becky and not Becky. It was Abigail and Bill who like help orchestrate this. I was like, such good friends they are.
Bill's a good
friend. Bill pulling strings.
Yes, I love that. Bill, because I like the male friendships on here. I mean, Bill, Lee, and Jack, they're friends. They are friends. And when they band together, they band together. When it's things going on, I just love that he was behind it. He was like, okay, I'll make a few phone calls.
Because even Jack and Lee spent time together building the crib.
Yes, they did.
Other things, you know. Even they kind of had their bromance moments.
Yes, they did. Everybody had a moment. Everybody had a moment.
I did love, some reason in my notes, I put Christmas tree on the chalkboard.
Oh, yes.
I was like, Jack is back. He drew a Christmas tree on the board. I don't know. I think that was just my artistic eye pointing out something. I liked it. It was great. Small box of the wedding rings. Your thoughts of the wedding rings?
They're cute.
And the pillows.
The pillows are cute.
The
pillow made me laugh. I don't think it was Laos laughing about the pillows.
The meaning of them. The love is patient. Love is kind.
We know that one. And I love that they had the same inscription. And it just shows they're meant to be. I mean, it's totally like, you know, sappy. But I loved it. I totally fell for all hook, line, and sinker. I did.
And I felt that was kind of an ode to their real story in life with their keychains.
Yes.
So I think that was just, you know, art imitating life.
Love is patient. Love is kind. Yes. I wrote down too. Same inscription. I loved it. I mean, so he was supposed to leave Christmas Eve.
Yes.
And so, again, back to the whole wishing tree thing and the whole wishes was like, so it was interesting. You know me, I dig deeper into these things. So,
adjusting in the chair, you guys.
Adjust my chair. Well, you listeners can't see, I'm adjusting my chair to get ready. Choosing what to wish for and what is a true wish was the thing that was the problem for him and for Jack and Elizabeth. They're trying to feel like, is it a true wish? Should I be doing this? Like, should I not be doing it? I thought it was a great conflict.
Right. I loved how they struggled with that. That internal conflict is it too selfish to ask for this?
Yes.
Because wishes, in a way, they could be selfish if you're wishing it for yourself.
Right.
That way. There is a fine line between this is just something I want compared to something that I need.
Yes.
And I did like how they struggled with that because there are so many other people that need bigger things than just wanting to be with each other.
Yes.
Like, compared to health or just the loss of people.
Right.
I didn't think it was selfish at all.
So I didn't think it either, but I understand kind of...
I get their struggle.
Yes.
Yes.
Because I was like, there's people who really had things they really wanted. And it wasn't a physical thing. It wasn't like, I need a house or I need a car. Like, and I was just like, we want to be together. But he does have this obligation and duty. That's his job. So can he ask of that or can she ask of that? They love each other. They just want to be together a little longer. Is it right for him to put it on a tree? Like, does it match up with other wishes? I love that. I just love that whole conflict.
Yeah. And I'm just trying to think, and like, fortunately, I don't really have this experience, but I'm just wondering, like, what do the military's family go through during the holidays?
Well, I'm sure.
Do they consider it selfish when they want their loved ones back home for Christmas?
Probably not.
Or whatever holiday that they're celebrating? I don't think so.
I don't
speak for them.
Me neither. Same here. I mean, I had daughters went to college. You want them home. And you know that because you're a daughter. So, you know, we want you to come home and want to see you. But for military, sorry. I'm sure, again, they're serving our country and they're doing probably what they love and what they're doing. And then you also want them home safe with you to celebrate those couple days together. I mean, it's an interesting dilemma. And I think it was just beautifully done by these two actors, Daniel Lissing and Aaron Craighead. They sat down, they conveyed it. They conveyed it completely. And I was like, aw. And they both were convinced, one by, you know, Jack by Bill and her by Rosemary. Mm-hmm. Which was funny that Rosemary and Bill convinced them.
Yeah.
To kind of, it's like okay. And it made sense. I mean, it was interesting, but it made sense.
And I did love how they turned to their friends for that.
Yes. Again, community.
When you had that outside party also reminding you that, no, it's not selfish.
No.
It's totally healthy.
Yeah.
Also, they were the Grand Marshals.
Yes.
Thanks to Abigail.
Right.
What were your thoughts of them on the float in front of the church, that scale sized church? Such a foreshadowing to what we'll hopefully see in the future.
I think so. I thought about you guys. I thought you guys out there. Yeah, completely. I think it's going to be. Yeah, I that's all I'm going to say about that.
It's going to be yes.
Yeah.
We're so excited for that.
Yeah, it's going that. Okay, that we got to get dressed up when that episode happens.
Oh my goodness.
If we because we'll know in advance because we'll watch it. We have to get dressed up. We're going to have champagne. We'll have a big party.
We'll have our big hearty party.
Yeah, a hearty party for that one. Yes, we will. Because I think everybody's... I think it's going to be the highest... When they get married, it's going to be the highest ratings ever, probably.
Oh, for sure.
Like, easily, right?
For sure.
Easily.
For sure.
Yes.
Okay, I don't know where we were going with that. We're just so excited for them to finally get married.
I think the bottom line that you and I kind of just kind of saying, and I think you guys are saying you agree also, is that it was good to see them together again.
Wedding party, yes.
Yeah, that they're together. Mm-hmm. The love is still there. The character's chemistry is still there. And that it was really nice to see it. It was just nice to see it. Because I know we had four episodes where there was no Jack, and it was painful. And I think that was the reason why this was so special. Just like in real life, you miss somebody, when they come back, it's extra special. And so this episode was extra special because they had Christmas behind it, and he's back from being gone.
I get that.
Yeah, I
just returned home for after 6 months.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was gone for 6 months. So, like, I get that feeling of just seeing your loved ones after 6 months. It's a long time.
Because weren't you excited when you got off the plane and was like, oh, my God, it's my mom, my dad.
It's a long time. Yeah.
And being in your own home, being back in your old home and all that stuff. I mean, wasn't it exciting?
It was amazing.
I felt like that's what the writers were trying to accomplish last season by us missing him so much. Mm-hmm. It was like, when you finally see him, it's going to be epic.
It's like, and you felt it. And just in real time, that was April.
I know, isn't that crazy?
Was April of last year. That was more than 6 months in real time.
God, that's
goodness.
Hardys may break Twitter when they finally get married. I know, I agree.
8 months.
I agree.
No, we will definitely. So many people will be in Twitter jail, and it's going to be fantastic.
Yes.
In a good way.
But it was nice seeing them in her in her home. It was nice seeing them. We didn't see any dog, any Rip.
No, we didn't. Oh, they explained that at HFR 3 that it's just not going to be acknowledged.
Okay. Yeah. Got it. Okay. I know in real life.
For just like in respect to.
Okay.
The actor. And the
That's dog. Fine. So I'm okay.
Like, and we didn't need him.
We didn't.
Not in a bad way. It's just like how could he have fit into the story? Into this
Dogs
episode?
Always fit everywhere.
I know. I love dogs.
I know you do because you always
But it's also just like.
I'm just curious.
I didn't even realize that we didn't have Rip until you just mentioned
it. Really? I realized because I was missing my dog Scrabble, so I think I was missing the dogs. So I was like, I was hyper aware of that.
I do love how Elizabeth is brunette.
Yeah, I was like, it's a little darker.
Her
I was like, okay.
Wig is brown.
You're darker too right now. You're darker too right now.
Yeah. But like, and Elizabeth, I was like, her hair is always gray.
Yeah.
But, and you know, it's a wig.
Yes.
But it was lighter brown for the most part. Mm-hmm. And this one's brunette. I'm all for it.
She's pretty.
Brunette suits
her. She's beautiful, so that doesn't matter. She can wear anything.
We know that.
She's beautiful.
You know what's funny? Tanya, I made my parents watch this with me, and the first thing my dad said is like, oh, they're also pretty.
And there you go. Exactly. They're all beautiful.
Like, I know.
I mean, they're all good looking, so it's like, it's crazy.
I just noticed she has darker brunette hair.
Yeah.
I like it.
So I wonder if that's new season now. Is that what's going to happen? She's going to have darker hair? I mean,
maybe.
Who knows? Maybe.
Maybe we'll pop out more with her. White dress.
Yes. Oh my God, I go. Because now we're doing, unless, I don't know what the first episode's going to be in February. Is it going to be spring or are we still in winter?
I imagine it still goes in real time.
So it'll be winter.
It usually goes in real time.
Okay. So dark hair is good. Winter time is good. I think light hair during the summer is good, but dark hair during the winter is good.
Yeah, yeah.
Good contrast.
Anything else? I have a couple more things.
You go ahead.
I loved how we got a totally random, my Asian man is back without a broken arm.
Oh, yeah. Okay, let's talk about that. He's back without a broken arm, and there was a black woman. I saw the black guy who was always there. I saw a black woman. I was like, oh, my God, there's two black people in Hope Valley. I could go on the show and be their, like, brother or something.
You could. You could be the cousin or something cousin. That comes in.
And you could be a cousin, too. We always come up with cousins.
It'd be wild before I go. just a few more seconds.
But I did see your Asian cousin on there, and it's like, the arm is fine, so it must be doing okay. He's been sick. I guess it's been, like, a few months, so I guess it healed.
Yeah.
But I saw them all when the parade was going by. I was like, oh my God, it's a black woman. I'm like, I love it. There you go.
And of course, we can't forget the eggnog.
And the eggnog.
Eggnog was hysterical.
I know. That was funny. I have any eggnog this season. I haven't done very much dairy, so I haven't done it.
Yeah, I don't do eggnog because it's dairy.
It's but good, though. It's so good.
That eggnog, was probably the first funny thing of the episodes.
Like, yes. Here's some eggnog. Here's some eggnog. Like, and everyone's like, okay. And then Elizabeth came in and she, you know. So that was kind of fun.
Yes, brain check.
I love that they have, really, this show really does have it all. I mean, it has comedy. It has drama. It has suspense. It has action. It has a little bit of everything. Mm-hmm. You won in this episode. I mean, this episode was very well rounded. I keep saying that over and over, but I just feel like this was a really. Some episodes are super story heavy, where you have like we've been here where they had like 20 stories going on at once, and some have been very singular, where they have maybe one or two, and that's it. This one just had a really nice, well rounded. Just everybody had a story, and things were just going on. Nothing too crazy. Nothing too.
And everything was wrapped up.
Everything was wrapped up.
And I think they do a great job with the Christmas, you know. Specials is that they're all very self-contained.
Contained, yes.
And, I mean, that's a shout-out to Cynthia Cohen and Paul Jackson, who I also met at HFR3.
There you go.
They are down the street from us.
They better have a four. I don't care who's leaving me. I'm going to go. I'm trying to go to four. Jeez. Oh, my God. I missed three so much.
There you go. So, anything else before we wrap it up?
This is crazy talk.
We should do, you know what we should do? Predictions.
Oh my God! Are you sure you want to do that?
Yeah,
because you're always good. Here we go. After Buzz TV predictions. Oh my God, I love it. My big prediction is:
do you think they're going to get married this season?
Oh, good question. I'm saying no. I think it's going to be season 6.
Yeah, I have a hard time believing it's going to be
this season. I have a feeling this season is going to be about him coming back and forth from the war.
Definitely. I think, and this is a few far prediction, so when it comes true in April and May, you can timestamp this show, and this is when I said it.
Yes.
I think Jack is going to leave again for the last 4 episodes.
Oh, the last 4?
Yeah. Or like he's going to... Because the whole coming back and forth, I think it's going to be the same thing. He's going to come back for a few episodes. He's going to leave again for an extended period of time.
No, actually, I'll agree with you on that. I'm not sure about the last 4, but I agree with you that he's not going to be on the whole season because of the war thing. He's not going to be on for the whole season.
I wouldn't be surprised if Jack is also gone for the last few episodes of this season again.
Nice. Okay.
Just to make that, when he actually returns for his wedding, it's going to be... impactful. We're going to really want it.
Yes.
Because he's going to be gone for in real time so long when he comes back and then they finally get married. It's going to be so satisfactory and we're going to love it.
Oh, I forgot to mention this thing. I was going to mention this too. I wrote Vanessa O'Hara wrote in my notes. I forgot to mention it. They're calling Hickam Mike.
Yeah, that was his first name. Mike has a name.
Mike was Hickam better. Don't say Hickam. Mike. So they say Mike. So they say it's not a foreshadowing.
Still call him Hickam.
Somebody, Emma John says, I don't think Jack will be in that many episodes.
Yeah.
Okay. My prediction, I was going to say this is my prediction, but I'm going to follow with Role Masterpiece. My prediction is that by the end of this season, Rosemary will be pregnant.
Okay.
Because Jack and Elizabeth are already engaged. I was thinking they wouldn't make her pregnant until Jack and Elizabeth had a major milestone. So they have it. They're engaged. They're in love.
Right.
I think they'll have them have a baby. I think it'll be next.
Yeah, I think they're slowly getting to the part because we saw in last I think it was season 3 or season 4. I'm starting to forget. There was an episode where, you know, Rosemary was all like, babies are sticky. It was season 3.
Yes. Babies are sticky. I don't love
that. Babies are sticky. Like, we know that Rosemary was just not in that place in her life to have children. I think she's definitely maturing. Lee is calming her down as a person, as a woman. And I think she's more open to the ideas and possibilities of having children and starting a family. So I can understand if she does get pregnant at the end of the season. I would be, like, I'd be happy for that. Do we want to see Jack and Elizabeth, or it was more so like, do we want to see Lee and Rosemary get pregnant before Jack and Elizabeth?
No, I'd love to have Jack and Elizabeth get married and then get pregnant.
Right.
And then Lee and Rosemary, they get pregnant too, and they go, okay, our babies can grow up together, kind of thing.
But what if they're pregnant together?
They're pregnant together. That'd be funny.
Fantastic. It's like, because they're giving, I feel like they're giving Lee and Rosemary all the marriage storylines.
Kind of, they are.
And we're not going to see it with Jack and Elizabeth because we already saw it with another couple.
Right. I understand
so
that.
So I think we should save like stuff like that, something as big as pregnancy, something as big as starting a family. But I'm still predicting it, though.
I have a feeling that they're going, I mean, I don't know the writers, what they're going to do, but like they want to progress their relationship. And then that's another season. Now they're fully married. They're fully in. Well, what's next? You see a baby. Mm-hmm. That's just, I mean, I've seen enough of these shows. That's just usually what it is. But with Jack being at the war, I just think I would almost say if it wasn't at war, they'd get married this season, have a baby next, you know. But just I think it's going to be delayed a season.
Oh, okay.
I know. That's my prediction. It could be wrong. It's just predictions.
All right. Yes, these are just our predictions.
Oh, no. What about Abigail? Okay, so Abigail, what do we think about it? What's her? I mean,
her and Henry are bound to be together.
But it's going
to
take a while,
though. They're writing a story for them to be together.
But it's going to take a while, though. It's going to take it. This season's going to be the. It's going to. I don't see them kissing or anything.
No. But they're definitely going to warm up to each other.
I agree.
To the point they have a general mutual respect for each other to the point where like they'll open up their personal lives and actually start to get to know each other like someone who's going to be betrothed to someone. Oh, gosh, I can't even think about it right now.
Don't think about it yet. obviously, it's not really a prediction, but I just have a feeling Jesse and Claire are going to get a bigger storyline. I think it's going to be another kind of a bigger storyline.
Yes, I did interview them.
Okay, you did. Part 3,
and they said that their relationship, Team Classy, is going to go through the natural ebbs and flows of a relationship. So they're going to go through that.
They're the young couple, so I think we see more of them.
That. Me too. I love that. We need the different generations of couples.
Yes. And I think that Carson and Faith are going to date.
Who?
Carson and Faith.
Doctor and nurse. Okay.
I don't think they're gonna put Carson with Abigail.
They would be good together.
But they're not gonna do it. I agree. They won't put him with Dottie. I think it's gonna be Faith. I think.
Okay. I'm looking forward to that. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. We have a great season 5 ahead of us.
Yes, we do. I'm so excited.
In the meantime, James, where can people follow you?
You can follow me, of course, at James Lott Jr. I want to thank everybody who bought my book, Becoming a Hardy. It's my biggest selling book of all 8 of my books ever. You guys showed up. And I'm actually writing my next book. It's inspired by you guys. So if you follow me, stay tuned. I'm writing it right now. And it's a big production. And you guys are the inspiration. So thank you. And if you haven't bought the book, it's on Amazon.com at James Lott Jr.
Awesome. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. You can follow me everywhere at Serafini TV. I interviewed basically almost, if not, everybody at HFR3.
You did a lot of interviews.
I talked to like 15 people.
You did a lot of interviews.
So go check those out on AfterBuzz TV channel. All the fun HFR3 footage is there.
It is.
Thanks for tuning in for my Happy Hallmarky show.
Yes.
That covers all Hallmark news and movies. We just covered all the Christmas movies and more Christmas movies to come. we covered the movies and Hallmark news. So always tune in to Happy Hallmarkies as well.
Yes, do. Please
do. If you love Hardee's and Run Calls the Heart and Hallmark, you'll probably
And sometimes I show up too. Sometimes. You never know.
It's on Mondays at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Mondays. We will be back February.
Yes.
19th.
We'll be here.
Premiere is February 18th.
I'm so giddy.
We're going to be back February 19th.
These are her to get here already.
We got to get out of here.
Oh, yes.
Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. And we will see you next time. Bye, Hardee's.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later, hearties.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only. Do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.